This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Wages and salaries jumped in the 3 months ending in September by the most on records that date back 20 years. Pay increased 1.5%, says the Labor Department. Companies are being forced to offer higher pay to fill a near record number of available jobs. But Americans are slowing their spending. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani's got this.
Coupled with high inflation, it's a warning sign for an economy still suffering in the pandemic. Consumer spending rose just 0.6% last month. From July to September, it slowed to an annual growth rate of 1.6% after surging 12% the previous 3 months. At the same time, prices keep rising sharply. A key inflation barometer jumped 4.4% last month from a year earlier.
President Biden's chat with Pope Francis at the Vatican went much longer than expected, 75 minutes. The two were planning to talk about the pandemic, climate change, and poverty. The AP's Nicole Winfield in Vatican City.
During the audience, there was an exchange of gifts, and the gift that President Biden presented to Francis was a chasuble, which is a liturgical vestment. This one was in use by the Jesuit order in the U.S., so there was a connection to the Pope there, and it was in the archives of the Holy Trinity Church, which is Biden's parish in Washington.
Pope Francis gave President Biden a collection of his main teaching documents. The president now has two global summits in the next few days, the G20 in Rome and the U.N. Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Deadline's 5 o'clock tonight for most New York City employees to get vaccinated. Police officers, firefighters, garbage collectors among them, or they go on unpaid leave starting Monday. Heavy rain is likely from the Mid-Atlantic through New England today and tomorrow. This is AP News. Oklahoma has executed an inmate, but the execution didn't go as planned. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
60-year-old John Marion Grant, sentenced to death for the 1998 stabbing death of prison cafeteria worker Gay Carter, is the first Oklahoma inmate put to death since 2015. He convulsed and vomited after being given a sedative, the first of three drugs used in the execution. Two members of the execution team wiped the vomit from his face and his neck. Retired AP reporter Michael Grotchek, who still covers executions for the Associated Press, has witnessed some 450 such deaths and recalls only one instance of someone vomiting during the execution. In an emailed statement, the Department of Corrections said the execution was carried out according to protocols and without complication. Six more Oklahoma inmates are scheduled to die by lethal injection through next March. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.